Morning, we're saying in Chayodom, Kalam at Zion, and looking at Simon Gimel. Philosophum Haneke Bismartutin, or Dabar Acher, the person fills the hole with rags, shmatas, as they call it in Yiddish, or Dabar Acher, or something else of that sort. He stops up the hole, Lomahani, it's not going to work. Lomkain Shatikin Loy Barza Shakaran Sapin. The person, what they could do is they could make a spigot, means put a pipe in which function as a control which will allow the liquid in and out. So basically you've added a tap into your barrel, into your kli. You've added a tap or a spigot into the kli. So why does that work? Does that nikra tchilas tikunoi? It's like a new tikun in the kli. You're changing the kli, making something new out of it. You're just filling up the hole. It's not considered a tikkun. Now, by kli shamateches, the Mishnah is talking about if you fill up the hole with something of metal and you melt it in, that's a valid tikkun of the kli. A kli made out of wood, if you fill up the hole with something which would be something similar and you sand it and smooth it away, would also be considered a tikkun of kli in general. So we can apply that same concept over here as well. Klicheris is more complicated. There's not really a way to be metakin at klicheris. So I'm not sure if the Chayyadim is talking about klicheris specifically, as opposed to not discussing other types of kalim, which would make it a little bit easier to understand why he doesn't mention these other options. But the idea of just filling up the hole, even though the point he's saying, filling up the hole with something which effectively will prevent the liquid from coming out, but it's not really, does not really become part of the kli, just holds the water in, is not considered a valid tikkun on the kli. Vaz muto lito derech habarza. Now, the Chayyadim continues and says that once you do that, you should wash through the derech of the barza, through this tap, through this spigot, you can wash through that. He will talk about some of the details of how to do that in Siman Hay. So when we get to Siman Hay, we'll discuss how a person washes using a faucet, using a spigot, using a tap. Now, one thing he does clarify in the next, in Siman Dalet, is Sheva Klisha Maxik Revius, so this, we're saying that the piece breaks off from the kli, so it still can hold the revius. It's considered a valid item to use for. So different than we had before, we were talking about a hole in the kli. This is a piece actually broke off from the kli. So you want to give this piece, which comes off, since it's able to hold revius, the status of a kli. So that we could, on the condition that it's able to, it does not need something to support it to be able to hold it. We will talk about this issue of a kli, which is, can't stand on its own. That's not a valid kli for the purpose of the sudayim, unless that's a normal type of tashmish. But he's saying over here, you would need some type of a way that it should be able to stand on its own to be a valid kli. You do not need to give it any type of support to prevent the liquid from spilling out. And vaz yimein lo kli acher is mutter. Then if you have no other kli and you're miyachad for it means you've decided that you do want to use it for this purpose of holding mashka, so then the combination of the two will allow you to use the kli. That's where the Chayyadim stands in this. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah says that he does not allow you to use the Shever Kli at all, even if you don't have any other Kli available. Now, the next thing the Chayyadim adds in, let's say you have a small hole, which is it's only a Mutzi Mashka. So he said Mutzi Mashka is not, in the case of Mishnas HaTchak, you can use the Kli which is a Mutzi Mashka. It's such a small hole. But over here, in the Shever Kli, that's not true anymore. Nearly the Miesh Benek of Katan, a Philo Rak, and Mutzi Mashka, Kim, and the Lav Hachi, who Shever Kli, and not the Mutzi Mashka. That The Gemara talks about such a concept, that when something which is just a break off from a larger kli, we're not going to deal with it with the same leniencies as a full-fledged kli, which means a full-fledged kli, which gets a small hole, you're not going to discard it because it's a kli. But something which is already a broken piece of a kli to start with, and it gets a little bit of a hole already, people will not keep that, and people will not use that as a kli. So it loses its shame kli, even with a small hole over that situation. The more lashon is that a gistra means a broken piece from a kli. If it's a regular kli and you have a little hole, you might put something underneath to catch the liquid. But you don't bring a gistra for a gistra. You don't bring a small kli to catch the liquid from a broken piece, a small broken piece to catch the liquid from a small broken piece, a larger small broken piece. So a person will not do that. So basically he's going to discard it. It's no longer a kli. And therefore, it's not valid for Tzil Sudaim. Have a good day.